This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah says in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3 verse 104, let there arise out of you a band of people that invite people to the truth. Let there arise out of the ummah a band of people that invite people to the truth, forbid them from doing what is wrong. These are the people that shall attain felicity. Here Allah is talking about full-time da'is. How we are full-time doctors, full-time engineers, full-time lawyers, full-time businessmen. How many full-time da'is do you have? You can count them on your fingertips. How many international full-time da'is do we have? You can count them on your fingertips. To be a doctor, you want to go and study in the medical college for 5 years. To be an engineer, you want to study for 3 to 4 years. Die, you want to become overnight. Why? So Allah is talking here, being a part-time da'i according to Surah Al-Asr is a fard on every Muslim. But here in Surah Imran chapter 3 verse 104, Allah is talking about full-time da'is. Let they arise out of you full-time da'is. And Allah says, these are the people who shall attain felicity, will be given a higher status in Jannah. Allah says in Surah Nahl chapter 16 verse 125, Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal mu'azatil hasna wajadim billati hasan. Invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them and reason with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you another strategy of da'wah. Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. Invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom wal mu'azatil hasna and with beautiful preaching. Wajadul billati ahsan, and invite and argue with them and debate with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. This is one of the strategies Allah is talking about da'wah. That invite people with hikmah and with beautiful preaching and argue with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. You know, many times when I go to give a talk, the organizers come and tell me, Professor Sakir, speak with hikmah, speak with hikmah. Trying to tell me, be softer. There are non-Muslims. Many people think hikmah means soft. Hikmah doesn't always mean soft. To know the context of this verse of Surah Nahl chapter 16 verse 125, go to the starting of the ruku. If you go a few verses before Surah Nahl chapter 16 verse number 119-20 onwards, it says in Prophet Abraham is a beautiful example. That means example of Ibrahim alayhi salam is beautiful. How he did da'wah with the non-Muslim, with the pagans. He said that, I want to worship sun. Then the sun said, oh, the moon, I want to worship the moon. Then he wants to worship the wind, want to worship the other thing. Then he said, there's only one true God. What does he do? He breaks the idols. And when they ask who broke the idol, he said, ask the big idol. They said, he cannot speak. Then how do you worship a thing which cannot speak? He broke the idol, that was hikmah. So hikmah always doesn't mean soft. Hikmah means saying the best thing. Most of the time being soft is good. Sometimes being harsh is good. A father is cruel to be kind. If your son wants to jump and say, I want to jump, I want to be Superman, what will he do? Oh, take toffee, don't jump, no, I want to jump. You only have one tight slap. Sit down. No, I want to jump. I want to fly in the air. You will give one slap. Why? A father is cruel to be kind. Because slapping is the best, otherwise he'll die. So sometimes you have to be tough. Most of the time soft. So we as dais, we know our job. Allah says in Surah Nahl chapter 21 verse number 7. And Surah Nahl chapter 16 verse number 43 and Surah Anbiya chapter 21 verse number 7, Fas'alu ahli zikri in kuntula ta'lamun. If you don't know, ask the person who is knowledgeable. This is my job. It's my profession. Being a da'i. He said, Brother Zakir, speak with hikmah. Telling me, I know what is hikmah. He doesn't know the Quran. So hikmah, most of the time is soft. But sometimes you have to be tough. So this is the guidance Allah gives. Udu ila sabili rabbika bilhikma wal mu'adhati lasna wajadun billati asal. Invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them and reason with them in the ways to the best, most gracious. Oh, Dr. Zakir, why do you debate? Allah is telling, wajadilhum billati asal. One of the translations, argue. One of the translations, debate. Debate with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. You do what is best required.